You know, this reminds me just now, that silence we were holding. I didn't know then. I knew later. So, the cautious father, Gregor's Rumasa, this cautious, small cautious father, very fine man, really angelic. Anyway, I would talk to her too much, I guess. So, he would give me a rosary and say, now, take Baba's name, sit and say, Baba, Baba. Now, that I liked, you know, because it's anything to do with Baba, I would accept. But I realized much later that he was doing it just to keep me quiet. I talked too much. And one day while I was doing that, I was bitten by a scorpion. I'm very allergic to scorpion, very. Now, this was a small scorpion, mind you. Not much bigger than a big black ant. But my, although it was the pain, it's a horrible feeling if you're allergic to it. Some people don't feel it at all. I am terrible. Once I had a big one bite me. I didn't sleep all night. I didn't let anybody else sleep all night. So when this little thing bit me, I was hurt. I was saying Baba's name. I was saying Baba's name, and then bit me. And then how can it be? You know, when you say Baba's name, something happens. You say Baba, 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 and you save it. And I forget exactly what he said, but he explained so beautifully to me. He said, you know, Baba sent that little scorpion. He loves you and he had his attention on you. But didn't you get the message, what the little one said? I said, no. Ah, you will know. In 2 days' time, you will know what that message was. And this kind of thing, you know. Horrible. So when Baba says, I know what it means, when the illustration Baba gave for one's love for God, the divine love, and the love of human love, the difference between them, Baba said, is like an ant bite and a scorpion bite. Mm-hmm. And I know that too well. The highest, Baba says, even the highest of human love, like Layla Majnu, that is an ant bite compared to divine love. Can you imagine what it must be like? I sometimes try and think, you know, it's just kind of. Just like saintly. How often we mistake saintly for saint. Saintly and saint are two different things. Saintly is wonderful, but it's not a saint. Godly is not that you experience yourself as God. You know, that is just that. And Baba said that when somebody said that Gandhi was a saint, and Baba said, no, he was saintly. Mm. Yeah. So, when we had some years ago, a retired colonel of the army, a British colonel, retired, Francis Goldney, but he was settled with his wife in Faroe Islands, Copenhagen. And he was a marvelous person, absolutely marvelous. He was here in Merazat for some time because Irene Conybeare wanted him for her typing. She was writing this book, In Quest of Truth. And Francis Goldney, it was just wonderful, you know. You said, oh, Francis, how are you? Fine. He never complained. Everything was all right. So we never knew whether the water was too hot for his bath or not hot enough, whether the food was like this. Everything was fine, you know. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So we would say, how much did you type today? And he would say, 3,000 words, 3,025 words, you know, you go by that. And I wanted to ask him, does that include the mistakes? Because I knew he would make mistakes. But he was really wonderful. So then he had to go back for some time. And he came back to, when from Irene Carnaby's book was to continue. When he came back, he brought a wife with him. He married, in the meantime, he was British, but that was Copenhagen, what you call it. Her name was Olga.
Olga. Yes.
Hola, hola. Her name was Olga. So, now she didn't love Baba. She didn't know anything about Baba. She wasn't accepting Baba. But she was afraid that her husband Francis, by loving Baba, would be getting less to her. That she would be receiving less of Francis because he had, you know, given so much to Baba or something. But she was less afraid. So we made her feel absolutely at home. We never talked to her about Baba. We talked, and Mary was wonderful. She loves garden. And in Copenhagen, it seemed there are no gardens. You know, you plant everything in tubs, trees, whatever. You make a garden out of this thing. And so she loved the garden here, and Mary would show her around. Yes, 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 she would be very happy. And one day she says, you know, Copenhagen, what was that? Straven, what's the name's place? Yeah, very, very nice, something like Straven. And he said, I had a dog. Yes, said Mary. Really? Yes. And I would go for a walk with him. And the neighbors would all smile and be very nice. But after we went by, they would look at my dog and they would drool, you know. And one day they took my dog and killed him and they ate him. They ate your dog? Yes, yes, yes. How do you know? How do you know they ate your dog? I found the feathers. Oh, dog. I found the feathers outside and everything like that. So this was gone. I mean, she was delightful. I mean, there were a lot of little stories like that. And Baba was marvelous. Now, in the morning, when he was with the men, Francis was told to come and be part of the men sitting here, and he would bring Ulla with him, and Ulla would be sitting on a chair also, and Ulla would be looking, and anytime something nice happened, Francis wanted to impress Ulla. See how Baba is different, see, huh? Ulla, Ulla, see Ulla. Yes, 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 yes. Look, Ulla, isn't that? Yeah. She was gone like that, you see. Poor Frances was walking on eggshells and all the time, trying, hoping she'd be impressed with Baba, she'd be drawn to Baba. He wanted to share it. So what happened one day? Now, so Baba would get a little rise out of her. You know, he was naughty. And he would say, in the natural way that he would all ask questions, he would say, Frances, you slept well? Yes, Baba, I really slept very well. Thank you so much. And did you have a bath this morning? Was the water good and hot? Yes, Baba, everything's fine. And then he would say, and did you change your shirt? And Ulla, the wifely thing would say, yes, of course, I've met my own hands. I've given him fresh shirt, you know. She would be incensed because the Baba doubted her ability as a wife to provide a fresh shirt when he was a man. And Baba knew that. We knew from the twinkle in Baba's eye that he's just getting... Then, one day what happened was, now just before they were leaving, and they were going via Iran, it seems. Anyway, before they were leaving Mehrazad, the place here, leaving India, Baba had arranged a poor program in Mehrabad, you know, washing the feet of the poor people, giving them gifts. The external, the visible part of the gift was a blanket or clothes or grains or money, which is the only time Baba touched money. But what was given along with it was silently given, like Baba always silences them. So that was all being done. And washing their feet. And Francis and Ulla were seated a little distance like that, where that is, you see. And the backs of Baba's back is to them. because Baba's doing the whole, and this whole thing is like a wonderful choreography, and the rhythm, it just goes, the pace of it, you know, it's all, the men do it, they know how it's done, and this is fine. And suddenly Francis says to Ola, I don't know how the, you know, I mean, there's also talking going on, yeah, come on and bring Pendu, bring it, where's the water, blah, blah, you know, activities going on, so that where there's action, there's sound. But through it all, when Francis said, Ola, Ola, look, look, see, Ola, Ola, sort of see, Baba's washing the feet of the poor, giving them gifts. And so Francis is very happy that now she will be impressed. So he says, Ola, Ola, look, look, yes, yes. And she said, yes, yes. He is good man. That moment Baba turned round, he whirled round, and he said, I am not good man, I am God man. Uh-huh. And she said that when Baba looked her in the eyes and said that with the authority of being that, she knew in a second. Uh-huh. And accepted him totally. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. That. Oh. But just like Baba, to do it more sort of last minute, you know, we didn't have much of Ola after she had accepted Baba. But on the way when they stopped at Iran, she was already telling people about Baba. Yeah. So when it came in the newspaper, Ola was doing most of the talking and telling about Baba. It was amazing. It was so lovely.
That's a lovely story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good man.
Not good man. I'm God. And it only took that 1 second.
Yeah.